For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. There are several resources available in the community for job seekers, such as the Central Kentucky Job Club. But what about folks that want to start their own business? Where does a young entrepreneur take his or her idea? For that, we turn to Warren Nash. He's the director of the Vaughn Allman Center for Entrepreneurship at UK's Gatton College of Business and Economics, and he's here today on The Business Side to talk about a program there called the Entrepreneur's Bootcamp. Warren, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
So tell me a bit about yourself and your journey to the Vaughn Allman Center for Entrepreneurship.
Well, I spent a lot of time in state government. I had two stints, the finance cabinet and in the economic development cabinet. The last position I held in economic development was deputy commissioner of the Department of Commercialization and Innovation. So working with startup companies throughout Kentucky in helping them in their early stage growth and maturing. So it was a natural fit when the position opened up for the what was called the Lexington Innovation Office. I applied for that and became the director of that for 6 years, I believe, and then moved on to become the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship.
And tell me a little bit about the Vaughn Allman Center for Entrepreneurship.
Well, this is a center that's been around since about 2001. It is supported by an endowment from a generous gift from Douglas Vaughn Allman that helps to produce some income to help us to do our programs. The main thrust is that we work with startup companies in the region, and we've actually added, I guess going on 6 years ago, our Entrepreneurs Boot Camp, which is our real focus. And we'll be launching the sixth cohort of that on August the 20th.
So give me your best elevator pitch for the Entrepreneurs Boot Camp.
The boot camp is an immersive experience that is open to students, faculty, staff, and more importantly, the community, to come in and to take their idea and to try to build some models around it. We do something called the Business Model Canvas. We work through the modeling, which helps them to look at who their customer is going to be, how do you acquire that customer, looking at developing early financials, looking at their value proposition. And it's just, it's a great process where you're not spending time about the product itself, but more about the models that need to go around the business, including, more importantly, how you're going to make money and the revenue model. This is open and I think a great opportunity for many in the community.
And just to clarify, who can participate and what's the cost of the program?
There is no cost. We actually are supported by the Economic Development Administration. So we do not charge for this particular boot camp. It's open to, as I mentioned before, not only people think it's on UK campus and it's only open to UK constituency, but we have as many community projects come in as we do with the students and the faculty and staff. So it's great to put them in the same mix, put them together and working together. I think it's a great fit.
And I've looked online at the program. It looks like there's two different roles available for people to sign up into. Can you tell me about those?
To sign up as a team member means that they will be on one of the team's projects, and those projects are listed on the Vaughn Allman website, which you can find at vace.uky.edu. There's a boot camp tab there that has the application. There are people that are not bringing in an idea, but want to be part of a startup or to help to move an idea down the road. So they can sign up as a team member. Those who bring in the idea itself, we call them team leads. And right now we have 16 team leads, 16 projects that have signed up for the fall. We'll be taking applications through August the 17th. For both leaders and members.
It sounds like a great way to network if you're trying to find somebody who's building their own business.
Absolutely. Networking is a key part of what we teach in the boot camp. You know, that looking where the mentors might be, who could be helpful to you, but more importantly, also remembering that you could be helpful to somebody else. Play it forward. We encourage them to do that. And we have a great list of mentors, which you can also find on the boot camp website, that are there and available for them to work with.
So can you share any success stories that originated in one of the boot camps?
Well, I tell you, these are still small startups, and I define success as that they're still plugging with the idea and still moving along with it. We have 34 companies. I can think of at least one that's raised private equity, one that's moving its technology very quickly down the road, and I think we'll be raising money in the very near future. So we're taking an idea on the back of a napkin and moving it down that commercialization pipeline.
So in the time that we've got left, why offer this service? How does this benefit the university and or the community at large?
It continues to grow that strong relationship with the community and the university, and also to help our students have an opportunity to explore their entrepreneurial idea. There are a lot of students that really have taken an interest in this because there are skills you'll take from this, even if you don't go forward with the company. There are soft skills that people take away from this, such as networking, working with companies and getting to know them. It's the soft skills that they take away, and that can actually benefit them in any job they go into. The thought process of taking the problem and putting it through what we call the business model canvas applies to existing businesses as well. And so they'll have that skill to take in.
Well, that's all the time we've got today. My guest on the business side has been the director of the Vaughn Elman Center for Entrepreneurship at UK's Gatton College of Business and Economics, Mr. Warren Nash. And you can hear our entire conversation online at wuky.org. Warren, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.